This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A Tom Thibodeau favorite could be making his way to the Big Apple. According to an NBA insider, he reports that the Knicks are keeping an eye on Jimmy Butler and potentially could target him for a trade during the offseason. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on, so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks are interested in potentially trading for Jimmy Butler. We are definitely in off-season mode right now, because every off-season, there are a number of stars linked to the Knicks, and sometimes we can guess who those stars are going to be. For example, Karl Anthony Towns, he is always going to be linked to the Knicks. So we expect that. But sometimes there are some names that come out of nowhere, not even on anybody's radar. And for me, Jimmy Butler is one of those names. I remember Jimmy Butler was part of that Miami Heat team that sent the Knicks home during the playoffs. He was that same Jimmy Butler that was talking trash about the Knicks even after he got eliminated from the postseason. So clearly, there's a lot of bad blood there. But for me, the Knicks having interest in Jimmy Butler proves more than anything else, the NBA is a business. It's not about emotions. It's about the right player, the right star, and the right fit. If that's available at the right cost, the Knicks have no problem putting all of their emotions aside and keeping it business only and getting Jimmy Butler on this team. And at least according to SNY's Ian Begley, that's exactly what they're doing. They're keeping their options open and they're targeting all players that potentially can fit this roster very well. And for the Knicks, Jimmy Butler is one of those players. Shout out to Ian Begley for giving us the following information. According to him, other names, you know, Jimmy Butler. I think depending on how high Miami wants to go for him, for his extension, for his next deal, maybe he becomes available. Is he a Knick target? Look, they have the draft capital to get involved in any of these conversations. If teams are looking for top young players back, I would think other teams could put together a stronger package than the Knicks. But when it comes down to just draft capital, I think the Knicks will be right there with any team that they want to get involved with, conversation-wise. Begley continues here by stating, "So Butler, you keep an eye on, but I don't see him as being the guy that the Knicks push all their chips in and the final piece here. I think that player has yet to emerge." Shout out to Ian Begley for giving us the following updates about the Knicks and their potential trade interest in Jimmy Butler. With this update, it's very clear the Knicks have priorities here. They're looking for the right star player that fits this team and that can help them win now. Jimmy Butler, just in terms of talent and fit, he can help this Knicks team. His desire to win, his defense, the way he can score, playoff Jimmy, I could go on and on. He definitely fits this Knicks team. The problem is, he is 34 years old, going on 35. He is not in his prime anymore. He misses a lot of regular season games. And as of right now, at this stage of his career, he's injury prone. I understand Tom Thibodeau and Jimmy Butler, that connection, it goes all the way back to Chicago. They have a history together. But if you remember, Jimmy Butler stated in a video in the past, he loves Thibs, but he loves to beat him. He doesn't want to play for him. That's a key aspect there, because the Knicks want players on this roster that want to be here, that want to be on the Knicks, that want to help us win a championship. And I'm not saying Jimmy Butler wouldn't be convinced of that if he was traded to the Knicks. But as of right now, given everything that we know, given the player that he is, his age, his skill set, the fact that he misses a lot of regular season games, I just don't think the fit exists anymore. Maybe a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, absolutely. Jimmy Butler on this team, not only does he fit, if we got him 4 or 5 years ago, we would probably go all the way to the NBA Finals, especially if we had a roster like the one we had this past season. We have to keep that in mind because Jimmy Butler is still a very good player. He's a 6-time All-Star. A lot of people forget that. He is a game changer, a very impactful player. But Father Time is undefeated. And the more you age in this league, the less impactful you are. And unfortunately for Jimmy Butler, each and every season he gets older, he's going to be less impactful. Do the Knicks really want to risk giving up assets to get Jimmy Butler in a trade? And then how many good years of Jimmy do you have left? Especially under a head coach like Tom Thibodeau. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years tops? Is that what you want to trade for? Because in my opinion, depending on the cost level, I may not want to entertain that trade. It's really going to have to depend on if Jimmy Butler's cost is at the floor. And I don't believe that's the case. And even if it is, do you see Pat Riley and this Miami Heat organization giving the Knicks Jimmy Butler for basically nothing? Because you got to remember, with Leon Rose, he's all about cost. He's not going to give up the farm for Jimmy Butler. And clearly, as we just heard from Ian Bagley, Jimmy Butler is not the Knicks' final piece. They do not consider him that. They might have interest in him, but they don't think of him as the final piece. We're still waiting for that piece to emerge, according to Ian Bagley. And for me, that's the biggest takeaway from that entire report. Even though they have interest in Jimmy Butler, they're still waiting for that final piece, that final star, all-star, superstar, to say he wants out of his franchise so that way the Knicks can pounce on him and try to...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Trade for him to get him on this team because that's what the Knicks are waiting for. Jimmy Butler could be that player if his cost comes down some. But when you're dealing with Miami, I can't really see his cost going down to a level that Leon Rose and this Knicks organization would feel comfortable with in terms of a trade. But let's talk about that. Let's say Jimmy Butler was available for a trade. What would a trade package look like for the Knicks to be able to get Jimmy Butler on this team? Well, thanks to NBAcentral.com, they've given us the following trade package that the Knicks potentially could give the Heat in order to get Butler on this team. According to them, in this specific trade scenario, the Knicks would get Jimmy Butler. And listen to this trade package that the Heat gets back. The Heat would get back Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and a 2025 first-round pick. No idea if it's the Milwaukee Bucks pick, if it's one of our picks, unprotected, or what the case is. But that's the trade package on the table. And according to them, this is why the Knicks would do it. The Knicks would be saying, hey, we would have to win it all this year, while the Heat would be tripling down on younger players who fit the Heat culture. Jimmy would again be a number two option in New York, playing off of Jalen Brunson. He'd thrive next to Brunson, though, as a bruising scoring wing, but the fit next to Julius Randle would be clunky. So let's break this down. In order for the Knicks to get Jimmy Butler, who admittedly is a 6-time All-Star, but we also have to understand he's coming off of an injury. He's 34 years old. He's going on 35. He's talked a lot of trash about the Knicks in the past. And if he came to the Knicks, he would have to play heavy minutes under Coach Tom Thibodeau. Who knows how long he would last? I have to understand all of that. And then I also have to give up a 2025 first round pick. No idea if it's unprotected or not. And have to give up two of my core pieces in Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart. Two players that helped us get all the way to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Who helped us get the number two seed, even though we were dealing with a number of injuries. Who have a very close relationship to our superstar point guard in Jalen Brunson. Yeah, that makes sense. Let me trade away two of the key pieces that helped me get to the playoffs this past season for Jimmy Butler, an aging Jimmy Butler who doesn't guarantee me going all the way to the NBA Finals, and let me give some key pieces to my rival in the Miami Heat. That makes sense. No, it doesn't. I am never doing that trade. I understand who Jimmy Butler is. I understand his impact. And I understand what he could add to this Knicks team when healthy. But he is injury prone. He is getting older in this league. That doesn't help anybody because Father Time is undefeated. And in order to get him, I'm going to have to give up Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and a first round pick? No, thank you. And even if that's the case, I don't think that the Heat would be okay with that package. If I know Pat Riley and that Heat organization, they would think that's a lowball offer and they would ask for more. They would want more. They would probably want Deuce. They would probably want more picks. And if that's the case, no thanks. I don't want Jimmy Butler that bad. I don't think he's the final piece to any team. Definitely not this Knicks team. And there are likely other players out there that cost less that you could add to this team and they could have just as good of an impact, maybe an even better impact than if you added Jimmy Butler to this team. Do not give up significant assets. Assets like this to get Jimmy on this roster. I'm not too worried about it because honestly, with Leon Rose in this Knicks front office, they're not going to make a bad trade. They're not going to make a bad move. They have been steering us in the right direction ever since Leon Rose took over, and they're not going to lead us down a bad path right now. So even though they're looking at Jimmy, and clearly they would want to add him if the cost is right, they're not going to give up the farm to get Jimmy Butler on this team. They are looking for the right star. And according to Bagley, that star has not emerged yet. As soon as that star becomes available, everybody's going to know who it is. And the Knicks are going to pounce and try to get him on this roster. But just because the Knicks are interested, just because the Knicks are looking around, it doesn't mean that they're going to trade for each and every player that they're interested in. Sometimes they may do that and may say that to throw other teams off, to make them think they're interested in one star, when in reality, they're looking for another star to come available, or they're looking at another star that nobody expects them to be looking at. That's what Leon Rose has done each and every year. Look at this past year. Nobody expected us to get OG Anunoby because he was part of the Raptors, a team that we were actively suing. I believe a team that we're still suing, but we still got OG on this roster. Because Leon Rose has made a move like that, everybody in the league is watching the Knicks because they don't know what they're going to do. I like that in some regards. I like the Knicks moving in silence and nobody knowing what their exact moves are going to be until they either make the move or before it's too late for any other team to swoop in and try to interrupt what they're trying to do. Leon Rose is very smart. He's been part of the Knicks for the last 4 years and he's been watching the entire NBA, the entire league. Watching how they move, watching how they operate, especially during the offseason. And now, with all of the assets that we have available at our fingertips, he is waiting for the right star to emerge, to become available, and then he's going to pounce, throw everything at that star, and try to get him on this team. For me, it's only two players that could potentially be. Mikal Bridges, and of course, Devin Booker. If it's those two players available, I can see the Knicks doing everything in their power to try to get one of those players on this team. But maybe you guys are thinking about a star that I'm not. If that's the case, leave a comment below and let me know. What star do you think the Knicks are looking to trade for? Because as Ian Bagley did mention, they are waiting for that star to emerge that they can trade all their assets for. Who is that star player? Who do you think it is? Leave a comment below and let me know. Because honestly, guys, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.